whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
What's up out there? This is Active FM Quiet Times on Intensity with AKA Mawanza and Luando, the guys from the south. We are from Johannesburg. Johannesburg is one of the best cities in South Africa. How are you doing,
yeah,
man?
Yeah. As Luando said, this is one of the greatest cities. Johannesburg, you know, it's, yeah, as Luando said, it's one of the greatest cities and all that, you know, as we are on our awesome, beautiful month called December. You know, this is a, some people call it the happy month. Yes, I also see it as a happy month because now we're going on holidays, we're going on a, you know, what some people will say vacation. And then here in our country, most of us we call it we're going home, meaning that we're going back to our roots where we came from, you know, because not everyone is coming from Johannesburg, not everyone is coming from that, you know, Johannesburg and all that. We just come from the roots where we were born and so forth. So we're going back home to visit our families and all that. Some of you guys will be going on a nice holiday just to probably go to the sea and all those things there, you know. So yeah, December it's holiday time, man. You know, are you ready for this year's holidays? Are you ready to just take a rest, you know, from everything that you've been up to throughout the year? You know, it's been a great year, it's been a challenging year, it's been an up and down year and all that. But don't forget that, you know what, you can still listen to our awesome show called Quiet Times on Intensity. Catch us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and also you can catch us on our awesome Facebook page, forward slash at activefm247. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram at activefm247, at activefm247. We are just going to our awesome track out there called
Warzone,
from Active Worship, yeah.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy DJ P Dog, and you are tuned in to Active FM. Y'all keep it locked for the very best.
Sitting in this war zone, taking in this pain. My whole belly holds on. I can't really stand. I can hear you walk past now. My heart starts to jump. My fears begin to fade. My faith explodes right now. I can't keep it in.
Hot music!
Yeah, this is Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity again with AKA Mawanza and Luando. We are from South Africa, the best nation. Yeah, so what are we talking about, Wandile?
What are we building on?
What are we building on? Yeah, we're actually looking at a book of Romans chapter 5. Verse 1 to 5 speaks about character. That's one of the things I can just, you know, talk about. Yeah. So, Wandile, since you were speaking about, you know, these holidays, where are you going to?
I'm thinking probably I'll go to Cape Town.
Yeah.
And Cape Town is one of the cities in another province of South Africa in Western Cape.
Mm.
And there's a whole lot of awesome things out there and all that. But with myself, I'm going to see my family. Other people will be just going to see probably what they call it, Table Mountain. Yes.
Mm.
And there's a place in close to Table Mountain, which is Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela spent his lifetime in prison and all that. It's awesome. It's awesome stuff there and all that. You know. So yeah, that's my holiday and all that. You know. Okay, for me, I'm going to a holiday. As I said earlier, as I was speaking, that, you know, some of us would say, we're going home, I'm going home. You know, I remember this.
Were you born in Cape Town?
No, I was not born in Cape Town. I'm okay, saying I'm going curious. To a holiday. That's why I say, that's why I didn't say I'm going home.
Okay.
And there was this other comedian that, I can't remember his name, they once showed here at church. And he was speaking about this exact thing that I'm speaking about. That, you know, us, ne? This is not a, please don't look at it as a racist term. You know,
racism.
No.
Can I stop you from there before you say anything? This is racism.
Yeah.
Talking about the word of God, and you want to bring racism
into
this.
Wait, listen to me. You know, us, then he mentioned that, you know, with white people in South Africa, they'll say, I'm going to a vacation for December. And then he went to blacks in South Africa, and then he said that, you know, us in the South Africa blacks, instead of saying vacation, we're going home, meaning that we're going back to our roots. So usually we say it in our language, in our own language, in terms of going home and all that. So yeah, that's where I'm going on December and all that. So I don't know about you, Luando. Are you going anywhere?
No, I'm staying at home.
You're staying at
home. So that's where I will be, staying at home. Yeah, but you know, I'm the person who's going to travel a lot. Yeah, I love places. I love nature, I love mountains, waterfalls. I think the first thing it's waterfalls, man. What's your favorite thing out of nature?
Out of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot, huh? But one of them is like mountains. Mountains.
Okay.
Like I don't know if it's called mountains, but probably these mountains, the hills and on so forth. Not like the place that I keep on speaking about, God's Window.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mpumalanga.
Yeah. So those are the type of things that I love looking at and all that. You know, you just see the hills with just full of green and all that. You know, see like mountains full of green, green, like almost everything is green, and you can see how beautiful it is and awesome and all that, you know. So you can, Mpumalanga is another province in our country, South Africa, where they have beautiful nature things in Mpumalanga. So if you wanna go, come and check it out. Maybe you from the United States, maybe wherever, you know. We're just giving you a bit of tips of coming to our country for December. You're probably wondering why we're speaking about these things. No, we just came about because since it's December, holidays and all that, and summer, we then decided let's just ask each other that where we're going for these holidays and all that, you know. So yeah, with me, I just mentioned two of the places from our country, which is Cape Town and Mpumalanga, Mpumalanga in another province in South Africa, you know. So yeah, that's what I like, you know, green, beautiful green, yeah. God's window, yeah. So yeah.
So, do you like Everest Mountain, the tallest mountain in the world?
Yeah, even though I've never seen it. Have I ever seen it? Maybe I've seen it on TV.
Okay.
Too much movies.
Let's continue with our topic. What are you building on? So, we're looking at Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So I'm going to read the thing again, where I say, let's continue with the topic. I'm going to start from there. Let's continue with the topic. We're talking about, what are you building on? It's actually a question. So we're reading from the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which now we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So that's the whole thing that we actually basing this topic on. You know, the biggest thing, it's character. You know, if you're building anything outside character, you will lose whatever you're building. But now, one thing that we understand is that character takes time. It's a process. Character is not just something that you just buy out of the shop. Like, yeah, you buy your foundation and all that. As much as you build a house, and there's time to actually build, there's a certain time to build what the character, so the foundation of the house, of the building, whatever that you're doing. Maybe let's say the tallest building that you're building, your tallest building. But what happens is that to build that foundation, it takes time. And the biggest problem that we have as people is that in our lives, we're building, but we build without the foundation, which is the character. So when we're done, after just a few years, everything falls apart. We lose everything that we have ever built. Why? Because everything that we built was without the foundation. We never involved. We never started with what be the character. So it's not about just, you know, I'm running for success. It's not about just I'm running for a relationship. I'm running for marriage. It's not about just running for what? For business. For what? For school. But there needs to be what? There needs to be a character. There needs to be a foundation that's actually required. So anything that you build requires a foundation, because anything without the foundation does what? It falls apart. Mm. So that's the thing that we're talking about. So as much as, you know, building a foundation of a house, it's a process. It takes a process. It takes time. It's the same thing. That means you have to be patient. And here they actually give us what is the process of producing character.
Mm.
And they start, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where it all starts. It starts with God. It starts with us being right with God. So that means here, we're not even talking about, you know, our character. This, we haven't even started building our character. But this is a place where we're going to build our character from.
Yeah.
Being in peace with who? With God. So that means as much as you build the foundation, you don't just build it on air, or you build it on top of the mountain, or on the trees, or maybe on someone else. No, you build it on the land. Mm. So the same thing here. That means, okay, I'm going to build what? My character. But I'm going to build my character on what? Because end of the day, you can have the best foundation. Like Jesus is saying, you know, like a foolish man who's building his house on the sand. He builds the house on the sand. And when the waves, they come, guess what? That house falls. So imagine you building the best foundation, but on the wrong ground. Now you have a problem. So that means you need to know what you're building your character on. So I have peace with God. I'm doing this in the Lord. And it says, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which now we stand. Wow, that's amazing. In which now we stand. We stand on what? We stand on the grace of God. We have peace. Peace is the one that has allowed us. So it is grace that has allowed us to do what? We have peace with God. So we stand on this grace and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering. So that means now, you know, being patient is part of you suffering. Because sometimes, and these people were living in time of being persecuted. So probably they were talking about, you know, being patient, they're suffering because they're running away. They're being persecuted and all that. And they're thinking, when is this going to come to an end? And how long is this going to take for us to be freed and maybe even go to heaven? And in order for them to get to that point where they were freed, they had to be patient. And that's exactly the same thing. That means the process now of building the character is what? Is on love, because remember, love is patient. And you can only be patient if there's love, and God is love. That's why you're building your foundation, your character on who? On God. And now what happens? We go on to say, because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
Hmm.
So now, suffering helps me to be patient, to persevere. And now when I can persevere, guess what? I can live with other people. I can start appreciating myself. I can start valuing myself without the Lamborghini. It's coming without the yacht, without the wife. I can start appreciating myself. Why? Because I'm patient. You know, when you're not patient, you end up not even loving yourself, because without patience, you're not loving. Who you're not loving? You can't say, I'm not loving my neighbor. No, you're not loving you, because everything starts with you. You can only love other people as much as you love yourself. So now, that's the process. That means we suffer, but through suffering, we learn perseverance. And perseverance now produces the character. Mm. Now you can accept yourself. You can accept other people. But this is the process of what? Of character.
Yeah.
And now, character gives us what? Hope. That means if you don't have character, you have no hope. And that's why most of the times we build stuff without character, but the stuff that we're building we have hope. The stuff that we're building becomes our hope. But you know, the difference is that, yes, the stuff that you're building becomes your hope, but you don't have hope for the stuff that you're building.
Mm.
Because there's no guarantee without the foundation that this thing that you're building will last. So now, what does that mean? If the stuff that you're building is your hope, but the stuff that you're building has no hope, what happens when you lose now the stuff that you're building?
Mm.
You're left with no hope. Why? Because there's no character.
Mm.
So the most important thing is that we have what? We have the character. And you can't have the character because without the foundation, which is character, that's built where? In the Lord. And now it says, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Mm.
So that's the thing. That's the most very, very important thing, that we build ourselves where? In the Lord. And now, looking at the last verse, it's actually a famous verse. John 14, verse 6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way, way out of the grave, way out of pain, way out of suffering, way out of whatever it is that we're going through, way out of shame, out of no having, no identity. And then it says, now, when I am the way, that means I am your deliverer. When Christ says, I am the way, he says, I am your deliverer out of anything that you're going through, out of anything, a place that you are in, out of how you see yourself, out of how you see yourself as useless, as nothing. And then it says, I am the truth. So now that means, I'm not just going to deliver you. I'm not just a deliverer, but I am able to do what? To identify you. I can give you the truth about yourself. I can give you the truth about what life is. You can start reasoning. You can start now being love and having truth and being satisfied. And it says, I am the life.
Mm.
So way out of what, wherever we are, the world, toward to the truth. So we know who we are. And now when we know who we are, guess what? Now we live because he is the life that we have. Who's your life? You know, most of the times, sometimes you just need to sit down and pray and say, Jesus, you are my redeemer. You are my righteousness. Mm. You are my sanctifier, my joy, my peace. You can go on, but just allowing Jesus to be everything to our lives. That's the most important thing. And I believe that you are blessed. Remember what you're building on. This is Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity.
Back. Okay, I'm coming on. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, so the question is, what are you building on? What ground are you building on? What ground are you building your life on, and so forth? You know, as we're speaking up, as we came about with this topic, I was thinking, I don't know, this building that was demolished here in Johannesburg, it just made me think. I
yeah.
don't know why, but it made me think. But if you haven't seen it, you can go to YouTube and you'll see there's a building there where there's just a Johannesburg demolished building. It's one of the tall buildings in Johannesburg where there was fire there, I think a year ago, 2018, and a few firefighters lost their lives through the battle of the fire and so forth, and they were trying to save people, etc. One guy fell from the top of the building and onto the floor and all that, you know. It was one of the hectic things there and so forth, and then this year they decided to demolish the building because it was not safe anymore. It might, because there was cracks and all that, so if they don't demolish it, somewhere in the line it might just collapse on people without not knowing or without not telling and so forth. And anyway, I'm sure you'll be like, oh, where does this go in and so forth, you know, like you know, with buildings, right? In order for you to build a building, you need to build it on a solid ground, solid rock, right? But now, What happens now if you decide to build a building on a very soft ground? What happens? Do you think it's gonna stay stable like that, or is it gonna fall?
So ask that question again.
Okay, I'm asking this question again. Now, so what happens now if like a building, you know there's different types of grounds where like when you build a building and so forth. Now, what happens now if let's say you build a house, like obviously there's a solid ground and there's a soft ground. Now, solid ground is like there's a rock, like you are able to build a house there. It's not gonna collapse a building. It's not gonna collapse or anything. And then on a soft ground, it's soft. You know that desert soft sand, that type of sand. So, what would you think if you build your house or whatever on a soft ground? Do you think it will stay stable or will it collapse?
There's no way that will stay stable.
Yes, you see, as Luando has said, there's no way that it's gonna stay stable because it's on a soft ground. The ground is soft, the sand is soft, it's too soft. Now the question is, where are you building your life on? Are you building your life on a solid ground where you will stay stable for the rest of your life, or are you gonna build your life or your character on a solid ground where things just collapse easily? Because why? Because you built your house on a soft ground, etc. You know, there's a book that I was going through, Matthew 7 verse 24 to 27, which is speaking about building on a solid foundation. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Let me say it again. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. Now, that's what happens, that, you know what, when you build your, like, for instance, if you're not obeying God's word and so forth, and your life is being built on a softy ground and so forth, your house has been built on a softy ground and so forth, then it might, when rain comes or whatever it is, when challenges come and so forth, anything comes that's so big and so forth, and just hits on that house that you've built on a soft ground, and it easily collapses. Because why? Because you've built your house on a soft ground, and therefore in terms of life, where is your life? Where's your life right now? Is your life on a solid ground where, like, you know what, even though things are happening, even though challenges are happening, you stay stable, you stand firm, you're not moving anywhere? Because why? Because your life is built on a solid ground. It's not built on a soft ground. If your life is all about soft ground, if your life is all about, you know what, I'm building my life on a soft sand, and then somewhere in the line when hard things come through or when challenges come through, you just fall apart so easily. Because why? Because your life has been built on a soft sand. It's been built on a soft ground, etc. So where is your life built on? Soft ground or solid ground? And I can tell you that, you know what, your life, you should build it on a solid ground for you to stay stable, to stand firm. Whether there is problems happening, you know for yourself that, you know what, you don't want to give up when things happen. Because why? Because you have a solid foundation of your life. You have a solid foundation of your character. You have a solid foundation of whatever it may come to, and you're not gonna move, nothing's gonna collapse coming out of you. Because why? Because you have a solid foundation, you have a solid building, you have a solid house that's not gonna fall anytime soon. You know when that huge tornado wind just comes through, it doesn't fall apart or anything. Because why? Because it's on a solid ground and it's so strong and so forth. So build your life on a solid foundation. Don't build your life on a soft ground or soft foundation, because you need to stand firm.
I'm going to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and just find the best land. Take back your ground. Your ground is God, the best place that you can build your life on. Jesus himself, he says, you know, if you obey his word, you're like the wise man who builds his house on the rock. And the rock is Jesus himself. So when hard times, waves, heavy winds, they come around, they hit you around and, you know, playing with you, but they can't take you down because you're strong. You are on the word of God. You are on Jesus himself. You cannot be shaken. You are unbroken. You are stable, unstoppable. That's who you are because you are built on Jesus. This is an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior prayer. This is an altar call. You can pray this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And Savior.
And Savior.
I believe.
I believe.
With all my heart.
With all my
heart. Confess.
I confess.
With my mouth.
My mouth.
That you are the Son of God.
That you are the Son of God.
You were raised from the dead.
You were raised from the
taken
dead.
Taken to heaven.
Taken to heaven.
And right now.
And right now.
You are seated.
You are seated.
At the right hand.
At the right hand.
Of God.
Of God.
Interceding for me.
Interceding for
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys for listening to our awesome, amazing show. As the show was all about, what are you building on? What is it that you are really building on? Are you building your life on a solid foundation or soft foundation? Where's your life? Where? What are you building on? Don't forget to catch us on our awesome Active FM website, www.activefm.co.za. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, @ActiveFM247, @ActiveFM247. And also, don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram @ActiveFM247, @ActiveFM777. Otherwise, myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mwanza, and Mr. Luandos, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless.
guys, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now, rewind, come back. I'm going back to the original. I'm going back to the Inception.
Our new Inception album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.